Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Coldest Fear by Rick Reed, narrated by Eric Martin. Chapter 1. Snow hung heavy in the branches of Scotch pine and cedar trees, and where it hadn't turned to slush, the land was covered in a foot of snow. The storm had surprised everyone. And as the tall, dark-haired young man stepped off the bus in the town's center, he could hear generators humming in every direction. The town hadn't changed much, and even with snow, all the old landmarks were still there. Bertha's Diner was still on the corner, across the street from Rambo's, a redneck tavern where violent brawls broke out over imagined remarks or innocent looks. Next to Rambo's was the old Five and Dime, where he used to look through the plate glass windows at the toys and candy and wonder what it would be like to have a whole dollar to spend. The Five and Dime was now a Dollar General, but the displays in the window could have been from 15 years ago, as if time had somehow shifted backwards. But it hadn't. He had traveled a great distance to get here, and he was here with a purpose. The judge had sentenced him to the asylum until such time he was declared fit to stand trial, but that day had never come. He had spent 15 years inside. 15 years of watching, listening, learning what to say and how to say it, learning how to convince the doctors that he was cured. Before he had gone to the asylum, he had hidden something in this town. Hidden it in the only place that, as an 8-year-old, he knew it would be safe. For 15 years, he had dreamed of this day.